Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Happy Labor Day, everyone. It's our live, our 22nd live Labor Day show. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the host, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider, president and founder of the Dylan Schneider Group, author of the upcoming book, Decisions, Practical Advice from 23 Men and Women Who Shaped the World. And, folks, he goes all the way back to folks that are in another era. Hannibal, the great General Hannibal, and Julius Caesar, and people as recent as Elie Wiesel and Harry Truman. It's an outstanding book. Bob, congratulations. It's coming out in December, right?
Yes, it is. I was excited by doing the book, Jim. I finished it in the Ritz Hotel in Paris, and I inserted people like Elie Wiesel, who really has done a tremendous job for people. Harry Truman, who did the decision. He took the decision to drop the bomb. He was alone in the room. He made the decision to do it.
Yeah.
And thank God he did.
Yeah, that must have been the hardest decision of the 20th century, wouldn't you think?
Had to be. And that's it. Truman leads the book.
Yeah.
But Caesar, Hannibal, all of them. Hannibal crossing the Alps, Caesar going across the Rubicon. These are interesting stories. Martin Luther, who took a pretty strong step and really defied the church. He's in the book.
The Diet of Worms. Yeah, I think about him a lot. He was a heretic, and I'm a heretic. You know, a heretic, Bob, is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. That's what I like to be play the heretic sometimes. But I love the Hannibal. I'm glad you brought Hannibal into it, because there's a story that I know you know that I think about all the time when I think about things that are in my way and I want to accomplish something, and there's something in my way. I think about Hannibal. And the story goes that they got stuck by the snow, and his generals went forward and to find a way, and they came back and they said, "We can't get through." And he said to them, what? You remember what he said?
He said, "We're going to go through." He took advice from his dad.
He said, "We're going to find a way, or we're going to make a way." And that's around here. Right. Around here, I've said that to myself 1,000 times. I'm either going to find a way, or I'm going to make a way.
I like that a lot. It was really good.
Well,
Hannibal's relationship with his father was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that ties to that is and small business owners do this all day long, every day, is the, you know, when people ask them, how did you do that? You know, nobody's ever done it. How did you do that?
Right.
And then
they
simply say, "I didn't know I wasn't supposed to."
Exactly. I like that. We just had to do it. Sure.
Yeah.
Same with the game.
So here we are on Labor Day, and we've got these. We're having a debate in the political world these days, Bob, about socialism. I'm astonished at this point in time in 2019 that anybody's debating socialism. Why is that even something that would be given any airtime or any time to talk about at all? But we are, and I'm asking people who are job seekers to ask those proponents of socialism, where's my job going to come from in your world? What do you think about that, Bob?
Well, I think it's stunning that we're having the debate, number one. Number two is there are tens of thousands of jobs available out there today. So all people have to do is step up and get those jobs. Is retraining available? Absolutely. Almost anybody can be retrained. Socialism is fine, but in its place, and its place is gone a long time ago.
Yeah. It never really worked, though, did it, Bob? I mean, is there any place where socialism was actually successful? Did you see the journal article this last month of the Swede who wrote about the you know, Sanders keeps saying, "I want Swedish type of socialism, not Venezuelan type socialism," and that guy wrote the article and he said, "We don't have that socialism anymore." He said it failed. We got rid of it. What do you think?
I think Bernie Sanders is a guy that his day is over, it's past. Elizabeth Warren, her day is over, it's past. Socialism, as we know it, have no reason to pursue it. What? The platform that these people are pursuing is absolutely ridiculous.
Why wouldn't they be spending their time reforming capitalism that we have? And Bob, I could give them plenty. I've got plenty of I got a 10-page list of things that they could focus on to reform capitalism. I'm a capitalist. I'm a true believer. Capitalist, a heretic. I stick my finger in Wall Street and corporate America every day for the things that they do. That to hurt capitalism and Washington, colluding with Washington, there are plenty of things we could do to reform capitalism without ripping it out and replacing it with a system that fails.
Well, there are. And the Trump has made enormous change in this country, enormous change. And he hasn't received much attention for it. But the country is very different today than it was 3 years ago. And Trump is going to probably be reelected. And 5-6 years from now, it's going to be still different. So socialism is a story of the past.
Do you think you're predicting Trump will be reelected?
I don't see how he could lose. It's going to have to be something catastrophic for him to lose.
Well,
the real issue is going to be the Senate.
Yeah.
Is the Senate going to be one that will help Trump get a lot of his ideas through?
Yeah, that's the truth. Well,
that and God rest her soul, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
No kidding.
If Ms. Ginsburg goes down, and she's probably going to go down, she's had a distinguished career. That's going to be quite a battle that's coming.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm afraid, I'm not sure, I'm worried that our country will survive how some people will tear down this country over that fight and over this next election. I think America's mettle is going to be tested in the next 16 months in two different directions. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with our good friend Bob Dillersnyder after the break. Dillersnydergroup.com is the website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.